Continue down, number seven, new staff introductions. We've got Director Kirschman with us.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, again, Secretary Roebling. It's a pleasure to be in front of you today to introduce some new staff members through the Division of Wildlife. And I have six individuals I'd like to introduce to you today, five of them being new conservation officers here in South Dakota. As you recall, a little over a year ago when we were having conversations about our conservation officer staffing, we were at a point where we were about 18, 19, almost 20 officers down across the state. I'm proud to say that today, through our efforts of recruitment and many other mechanisms, with these new officers completing their training and going into their official duty stations, we're down to about a handful of openings across the state, with some new staff just going into the field training as well. So we've made incredible progress, and certainly one of the most important positions that we have in the agency, those conservation officers, all the work that they do out there. So without further ado, I would like to introduce these five new officers. So the first one is Alex Osborne. And Alex is originally from Vermilion, South Dakota. Graduated from Dakota Wesleyan University with a degree in wildlife management and a minor in criminal justice. Some of you might remember or recognize Alex actually worked out of our regional office in Sioux Falls for a little while as a program assistant, where he answered a ton of questions from the public on licenses, hunting, surveys, you name it. Helped a lot of folks out as they came into the office with their questions or their request for some service. And so he had some phenomenal background working with the public, and was selected to fill in as a conservation officer position. And so Alex, congratulations, and Alex will be stationed in Salem in eastern South Dakota. Next officer is Anna Sells. Anna grew up in Granville, Iowa, and graduated from SDSU with a degree in wildlife and fishery sciences as well. Anna actually worked as a deputy sheriff in Brookings County for a while before coming to our agency working as a conservation officer. And Anna is stationed up in Siston, up in the northeast part of the state. So congratulations, Anna, welcome as well. Next one, Cheyenne Colton. I believe Cheyenne is here. Cheyenne is originally from Lingle, Wyoming, and graduated from the University of Wyoming with a degree in wildlife fisheries. Cheyenne has actually worked two different years as a conservation officer intern in our agency, so not necessarily a brand new newcomer to us, as she's had some valuable experience working in the conservation officer field here in South Dakota as well. And Cheyenne will be stationed down in Gregory, so just to the south of here, and we're extremely happy to have somebody in Gregory, because it's been one of those locations that it's been open for quite some time, and it'll be nice to have an officer there. So congratulations and welcome to Cheyenne. Next one is Jack Baumer. Jack is from West Point, Nebraska, and graduated from South Dakota State University as well with a degree in wildlife fisheries. He worked as an intern starting his career as a conservation officer as well. And Jack is going to be going up to the northeast part of the state, will be stationed out of Britton. And so again, congratulations and welcome, Jack. And then the last one is Jackson Knight. Jackson's originally from Emmitsburg, Iowa, graduated from South Dakota State University also with a degree in the natural resource law enforcement field. Jackson worked as a corrections officer in Brookings County prior to coming to Game Fish and Parks, and Jackson will be stationed in Watertown. So again, welcome and congratulations, Jackson, as well. So again, as I mentioned, we're really excited to have these five officers complete their training, now being assigned to their official duty station and beginning their new duties and tasks as a conservation officer for Game Fish and Parks and serving the people of South Dakota and those who come to visit our great state. The last introduction I have for you is Jackson Burtis. Jackson actually comes to us as a resource biologist, and he will be working out at Cleghorn Springs Fish Hatchery. In fact, just started on the 17th, so about as new as you can possibly be to the agency. Originally from Norfolk, Nebraska, and has a bachelor's in biology from University of Nebraska. Lincoln and also has an MS in business analytics from the University of Nebraska. Prior though, Jackson had spent some time and was an intern at Cleghorn Springs Fish Hatchery, so he's very familiar with the facility, the work that we do there, and we're excited to be able to have Jackson join the team out there at the fish hatchery and all the great work that we're doing in the production side of fish in our hatchery system out there. So welcome, Jackson, and welcome to the team as well. So Madam Chair, those are the introductions of new staff that we have for you from our last commission meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. Congratulations and welcome to all of the new staff joining the GFMP team. The future looks bright for sure. At 2 o'clock, we are scheduled to begin our open forum, and this is the opportunity